This goes to Dr. Klugas. It's K L U G A S. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Michael Dickman, D like David, I C K, M like Mary, A N like November. Date of birth, May 16th of 1950. Dear Dr. Klugas, this is a consultation for Mr. Dickman, who was referred for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. For the last year, starting in September of 2022, he's had elevated creatinine levels. September 6th, creatinine 2.4 with estimated GFR of 27. September 7th, creatinine was 2.0. That was improved, so GFR 33. Then September 9th, creatinine 1.6 with GFR 43. Labs were checked again November 3rd of 22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 50. 11/16/22, creatinine is 1.5 and GFR 46. 11/22/22, creatinine is up to 1.7 with GFR 40. January 19th of 2023, creatinine 1.7, GFR 40. April 28th of 2023, creatinine is 1.4 and that GFR is 50. And then July 11th of 23, creatinine is 1.55. And GFR is 47. The patient does not have any symptoms of chronic kidney disease, and he's really not sure what may have happened in September of 2022 to cause the initial elevation of creatinine level. He does have a history of type 2 diabetes for at least 10 years. He has been on metformin, but he did stop that at least 6 months ago, and blood sugars have been well controlled since that time. He's had high blood pressure for at least 40 years. Also atrial fibrillation, and he does see a cardiologist on a regular basis. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and he has required Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day, to control that. He does not believe he drinks excessive amounts of fluids, and he tries to limit the salt intake. He denies current chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No known history of sleep apnea, no excessive snoring, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, chronic edema of the lower extremities without numbness, tingling, or ulcerations. He does have degenerative joint disease, knees and hips, and pain in his low back that is chronic. Past medical history, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy. He usually uses the bathroom to urinate every 2 to 4 hours at night. Chronic obesity, atrial fibrillation, degenerative joint disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, lumbar spinal stenosis, edema of the lower extremities, and insomnia. Past surgical history, he had a left total knee replacement. He's had a colonoscopy and EGD. Social history, the patient is not a smoker. He has never smoked. He occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drug use. He is married and retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, lisinopril, and that causes angioedema. Medications, aspirin, 325 milligram once a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day, Diltiazem, 240 milligram once daily, Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day, Zegred, Z-G-E-R-I-D, 20/1680, one packet daily. Revatio, it's R-E-V like Victor, A-T-I-O, 20 milligram tablets, 5 tablets twice weekly. Aldactone, 12.5 milligram daily. Cardura, 4 milligram daily. Losartan, 25 milligram daily. Warfarin per Coumadin Clinic. And he has been off metformin for more than 6 months, and he denies the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 5 foot 6, weight 230 pounds, pulse 55, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. It's difficult to palpate internal organs due to the size of the abdomen. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema of the lower extremities. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 11th of 2023. Creatinine levels were already reviewed. Calcium 9.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26. He had a microalbumin to creatinine ratio, and those are always less than 30, so they are normal. Hemoglobin 9.7 of 22. 11.6, so he is slightly anemic with normal white count and normal platelet levels. We also have an echocardiogram that was done May 22nd of 2023. His ejection fraction is 55. He had mild aortic regurgitation, mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, and chronic atrial fibrillation. And we have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast. That was done 12-8 of 2022. Both kidneys were normal in size without hydronephrosis. No stones, no cysts were noted. Urinary bladder was unremarkable. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing hypertension. Type 2 diabetes and medication, certain medications, including D-Lasix, low-dose Losartan. We would like him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.